Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac, welcome. It's Neil in studio. First time we've done it in a while together. Like I said before, last time you and I have been in on the Almanac, July 3rd.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Almanac just isn't the same, but now we're back. Here we go. Monday, July 15th, 196th day of the year, 169 the other way till the end. 1902 this date. This company debuted.
Get Scotch brand cellophane tape. Made only by Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. The 3M Company.
Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, the 3M Company, was founded on this date, 1902.
Happy birthday, 3M.
Scotch tape, Scotch Guard, Post-it notes. How about your Filtrete filters that you put in your heat exchanger, your air exchanger, your fan, your furnace?
They do them all.
They do a lot of things there, and they're based, of course, right here. And they just got done sponsoring a big golf tournament.
Yes.
The 3M Open.
117 years.
Their headquarters there, right off of 94. You see the big building with the red 3M on it, heading towards Wisconsin, going that direction east of St. Paul. That was 1902, 3M founded. 1940, Robert Wadlow, the tallest man in history.
Yes.
And he still is. He was almost 9 feet. He was 8 feet 11 at one point in time. They list him here when he died at 8 foot 10 1/10 inch. But a tall man.
Jeez.
And he didn't die because of his thyroid issue that caused him to be, or pituitary, or whatever it was one of those two. It was because he was so big, he needed a brace for his feet and his ankles. And he had a bad brace, and it was scraping, and he got an infection on a scrape.
Jeez.
From a brace, and he died. Like,
wow.
Septic shock and that whole thing that actually ended up killing him. And he was only 22. You look at pictures, and he just...
He looked way older.
Yes, he did, and just unbelievably. I mean, twice as tall as so many people when he stood next to him.
That's
they
crazy.
Were, like, up to his waist.
Yeah.
That was in 1940. 1960.
Come on, baby!
This song was released. And what a craze it created, right?
Oh, my gosh.
It's unbelievable. People you doing
huge.
The twist.
And go.
And then he had a sequel song, Let's Twist Again, Baby. So that was the state, 1960. 1965, Joan Rivers was married.
I met my husband because of the Tonight Show, and I am happy. Thank God. I'm not happy. I'm happy.
Joan Rivers married Edgar, and she would do a lot of jokes about Edgar. Edgar was in the jokes, but she would always say Edgar wasn't the butt of the joke. She was always the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
Because he's the one who would say, turn on the light, you know, all the marriage-type jokes
right.
that Joan Rivers would do. Edgar was in the joke, but she was always kind of the butt of the joke. Joan Rivers, 1965. 1968, you know what time it is, Neil?
I hope TV theme time,
it
Jim.
It is, because One Life to Live, one of the fine daytime soap operas of our time, debuted on this date on ABC television. It was on well into the 2000s. Just a few years it went off the air, a few years ago.
Gone but not forgotten.
One Life to Live is gone but not forgotten. That was in 68. In 1969, this date, Rod Carew stole home. Didn't steal first base. They're stealing first base in the Atlantic League.
Right.
But he stole home for the seventh time in that 1969 season. That tied a record.
Seventh and last.
Yeah, he did not. There was plenty of season left, but he never did get another chance or another opportunity to break the record.
Or if he did, he got thrown out.
And these were straight.
He did get thrown out a few times.
These were straight steals of home.
Yeah.
These weren't part of a double steal or a mixed up play on the infield or anything like that. You know, somebody else gets in a rundown, then you go steal home. These were straight steals where he was taking off at the pitch.
They finally, you know, stopped pitching from the full windup whenever Carew was on third.
Had to quick pitch.
Yeah.
Had to do a quick pitch.
Wouldn't do it.
So that was in 69. 71.
Premier Cho Enlai, on behalf of the government of the People's Republic of China, has extended an invitation to President Nixon to visit China at an appropriate date before May 1972. President Nixon has accepted the invitation with pleasure.
He's going to China. Only Nixon could go to China.
Was he speaking in third person?
He was speaking in third person. I think he was like reading the letter as it came, yeah. like as they sent it to China.
Okay.
So he's just reading it verbatim. I don't know if President Nixon did that a lot. Talked about himself in the third person, a la Herschel Walker.
Sure.
But he was there at least. And that was historic. You go to China. It'd been decades since the U.S. had really any contact with China. They were a mystery. We didn't know anything about them.
Right.
That was in 71. 86.
It did hurt. There was a good relationship I had with Columbia. I had some good friends there, some good people that did a lot for me. And needless to say, I did a lot for them.
Could have done without the music there, but that's Johnny Cash commenting on what happened this date in 86. When Columbia Records dropped him after 28 years. It was. Yeah, he wasn't selling as many albums, but he was starting to discover himself again. And I think Columbia probably ruled the day that they did that, because then he had quite a comeback with some of his artistic albums and things that he did. Nine Inch Nails, and he worked with some other people that were quite revolutionary. The music that he put out. Latter part of his career, don't you think?
I would say yes.
Okay. That was in 86. Also in 86.
Leading off and playing center field, he ranks among the league leaders in batting, home runs, and RBIs from the Minnesota Twins, number 34, Kirby Puckett.
Kirby Puckett played in the All-Star game this day, his All-Star debut. And what I remember about that, he played the entire game.
Yeah.
Entire game in 1986. Had a hit or two, at least one. And the American League won that game thanks to Kirby. 3-2.
He's an easy guy to like.
Welcome to the party, pal.
And a hard man to kill. Bruce Willis. Die Hard.
Die Hard was released on this date. It's looking like I'm ordering a pizza. 1980. This line is for emergencies, sir. Does it sound like I'm ordering a pizza? So that was the first one, Die Hard, 1988, 96 in the news.
It was inevitable. There's a massive age gap between them. They're very different people, really. Well, Diana was just a child, wasn't she, when they met each other? And now she's grown up, found her own interests, her own friends.
Realized Charles was ugly.
Right.
So that was this date, 1986. The royal marriage came to an end. That was just a response on the streets of London. Just asking people what they thought. And Prince Charles and Princess Diana signed their divorce papers
Went their separate ways.
They certainly did, unfortunately. It wasn't good for a while there.
No.
It needed to have happened.
Right.
And sometimes those royal marriages aren't great. They're more arranged.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really love each other. That's how it's been for years and years and years amongst the royals going back centuries, maybe even millennia. So that was in 96, 97 in the news.
Hello, welcome back. These are pictures from Miami, where the fashion designer Gianni Versace has been shot dead outside his villa on the Ocean Drive. These are the scenes where police are now carrying out a huge operation to try to find
Gianni Versace, shot to death by Andrew Cunanan, who was on a killing spree, which included, was it one or two here in Minneapolis? I know there was at least one, because he dumped the victim at Rush Lake. Near Rush City, because I was working in a radio station in that area, and we were covering that area, and this all of a sudden, here's a body found at one of our local lakes. I mean, that was huge news, and it turned out to be connected with the guy who shot and also killed Gianni Versace, Andrew Cunanan, and that all started on this date in 1997. They still don't have a motive why he did it.
No, he went nuts.
Yeah. Twitter was launched on this date, 2006. Neil, you're not on Twitter.
I'm not.
No.
You tweet, though, right?
I do. And President Trump's on Twitter. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
And then let's go back 5 years.
For the 85th Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Target Field hosting the All-Star Game. And Joe Buck doing the introduction. That was this day. That's 5 years ago already.
Gosh, I can't believe that.
And you believe that?
Yeah.
We're moving on to birthdays now today. It's the Bob Almanac. Birthdays.
You and I. A different drum. How can't you tell by the way I run every time you play?
Linda Ronstadt, early Linda Ronstadt.
I like that.
Different drum. She's with the Stone Ponies then, Neil.
Yeah.
went on to a number of hits and did country, did pop, did kind of middle of the road, very adult contemporary type stuff, like lounge stuff and albums. She could do it all. And she's 73 today. Artemis Pyle, 71.
Speaking of bees on a river.
Yeah, and they're still talking. They're still talking about the Artemis Pyle.
That was great.
Performance from a year ago.
He survived, and he survived the plane crash. He was in the plane.
What a story to tell. Artemis Pyle, 71 today. Jesse.
Wait. Have you checked out the lateral deltoid lately?
The lateral deltoid?
Check that out.
Our former governor, Jesse Ventura. I still love him as Jesse the Body.
Hard not to.
Let me tell you something, Jack.
Yeah.
So among his tag team partners, did you like the East-West connection with Adrian Adonis, or did you like the Far East-West connection with Mr. Saito? Which one was
more impactful? Both, you know, I would say... Adrian Adonis was maybe more.
Well, he was the Nature Boy. No, he's the Golden Boy. Boy is Ric Flair. He's the Golden Boy. Jesse Ventura, 68.
My sister Jeannie died when I was a boy. I fell off the monkey bars and broke her neck.
He was always a downer on Lost. I mean, they already were lost on an island. They didn't know where they were. They didn't know if they were going to get rescued. And, you know, when they looked to somebody to lift their spirits, certainly John Locke was not the guy. John Locke, he was the bald guy, Neil, from Lost.
Yeah, he was also in Hawaii 5-0, the new one there for a while.
Yeah, 67 for him today.
That's how much I feel for you, babe.
Lead singer from Ambrosia. Little yacht rock here, and of course, I like my rock like I like my Miller Lite. Ambrosia, David Pack, 67, little disco now. Featured from the movie Love at First Bite with George Hamilton.
The fourth.
And you know, for the funny thing about that, George Hamilton the fourth? No, that's a country singer.
Right. It was just George Hamilton.
George Hamilton.
Always had a nice tan.
But if you're a vampire, how can you get a tan? You're not supposed to see sunlight. You melt. That's right. That didn't make any sense.
Well, it was a comedy.
It was. It was a farce is what it was. Because vampires are real. So Alicia Bridges had a big hit with that song. She is 66 on our list.
But the roots, hockey hair culture, are here. In the North Star State. This is the land of 10,000 locks.
Yeah, a little Minnesota. Barry Melrose, he knows about hockey hair. Hockey analyst for ESPN, former coach. He's 63 today.
Hey! Oh! Let's go!
One of the Ramones, Neil. Marky Ramone.
Let's go!
Not one of the originals. All the other ones have passed on.
Let's go!
The four originals. And they're not related. They just took the last name Ramone. You know they're not brothers. Drummer Marky Ramone, 67. What time is it, Neil?
TV theme time.
God's in charge of our days and our nights.
You put Chachi and Willie Ames together, what a combination. It's kind of like you and I.
And I see.
He, of course, was Tommy on Eight is Enough, and he was Chachi's good friend. Charles was his name. He'll always be Chachi to me. Willie Ames on our birthday list today, 59, the best of him.
Something funny, Garlic, that perhaps you'd like to share it with the rest of us.
No, sir. The former vice president is a delight, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Seeing as how the VP is such a VIP, shouldn't we keep the PC on the QT? Because if it leaks to the VC, you can end up in MIA, and then we'd all be put on KP.
Robin Williams with a cameo on a clip from Forrest Whitaker. Early Forrest Whitaker. That might have been one of his first roles.
Yes.
On Good Morning Vietnam.
And he played it very well.
He was very good. Forrest Whitaker, happy birthday, 58.
My husband is very happy to have this opportunity. It's his dream.
Dream? How do you mean?
In our country, Apollo Creed is well known and very respected. It could be a good victory.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
You're just not going to beat Apollo Creed. Actually, he did beat him and beat him to death. Unfortunately, that was sad. Brigitte Nielsen, there she is from Rocky IV. I must break you. And I would imagine, Ivan Drago could break Rocky. Brigitte Nielsen probably could have broken Rocky, too, don't you think?
I think so.
She was big and strong and powerful, and she's 56.
They date her and Rocky.
Date is what we man pimps call a doozy.
What's wrong with this one?
Nothing. Have you seen her? What is she, 80? Hunchback? She just got out of college. Some of her girlfriends pitched in to get her a little beefcake.
He was the guy getting Deuce Bigelow gigs. Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo.
Right.
He was just a gigolo. Eddie Griffin is 51. Go ahead.
Gone, but not forgotten today. Do you own a Rembrandt? He did more than 650 oil paintings, several thousand drawings.
Most of them were paint by number.
Right. Yeah, which, you know, shocks some people.
And some of them finger.
That was artist Rembrandt. He's one of the early, you know, just one name people that we know. Rembrandt, 16. At six, where would we be without 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and All Through the House? He penned that classic little ditty. Poet Clement Moore, born on this day, 1779.
Why would Hedley Lamarr care about where the choo-choo goes?
Don't know. Mongo only pawn in game of life.
Just like President Nixon, Mongo also speaking in third person.
Yes, Alex Karras is the actor and the former football player that played that character, Mongo. And he was born on this day in 1935. What about Jan Michael Vincent?
TV theme time.
For the third time today?
Airwolf.
Love it. I watched it.
Ernest Borgnine. It was kind of like Kit, but in the air. Knight Rider,
but in the air. Jan Michael Vincent was the handsome young actor. He was born on this day in 1944. And that's it.
They're all out of time.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Thank you. How would you like to start a Bobathon? Lionel Cartwright, Leap of Faith. Wasn't he on one of the Bonanza Boys? The Cartwrights? Was he part of the
distant cousin, yes.
Cartwright? Toby Keith, You Ain't Much Fun, or Exile, Woke Up in Love.
We can go Exile today.
All right, I'm out of here.